4 HX Mobile.
HW Mobile.
D, stationary.
Yeah. Andrew, KO4 HX. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, it's not a bad morning. It's a little bit brisk out here. Man, I was really enjoying my bed.
Definitely cool out here. Like I told them, it was 19 this morning and temperature's still dropping, so it's going to be a cold start to the day.
5 in Lyman.
This morning at the house at 19. My truck's saying 21 up to 22 now.
And to Dave, I bet he's out there listening. Good morning.
Has decided to stay in their warm bed this morning. No, Dave is down in Possum Kingdom, that area.
Gentlemen, KF4MUF.
Jody, KO4HKX, good to hear you.
Good morning, Jody, KN4TFW.
KO4CN.
Jody, N4AZ.
Hey, group. Good morning.
Going your cool start to the day.
Yes, I left the house, it was 17.
Good driving today, how's heat?
I am in that motor grader, and that's, you know, it ain't got a little over 500 hours on it. That's a tight doors machine. That thing is nice and toasty.
The mountains right now.
19 when I left the house, but like I said, the temperature's still dropping. You get in those little valleys where the rivers are at. I'm sure it's down in the low teens.
You're in tents, right?
There are people in tents up there right now.
And that?
Propane. To heat that tent, try to keep it warm.
That'll help too.
They're deep down in those sleeping bags this morning. Cold as it is.
Go for them people and pray for them, damn.
And let that soak in.
Definitely need to keep them in our prayers and do everything we can to help them. I've at the gate. I'm going to be in and out here for a few minutes. KO4HKX, standing by.
Cold truck.
Same thing. Does he crank it up and let it warm up and sit in his other one for a few minutes?
A good idea.
That'd be the smart thing to do.
Unless it's inside warm.
Keep inside.
Getting inside. Man, there's a whole lot of space in there to get warmed up, too.
All the tools and things.
Cold mornings make you thankful for a remote start.
Yeah, but try to get one that will start up for 10 minutes before you get there. That's going to be hard to find.
You mentioned that. My daughter bought a truck, and it was used. I think it was about 6 months old. Anyway, we were at the beach, and she just had gotten it. And I was sitting on the deck, and I heard it crank up. And I was like, I knew she was still in bed because I was up early. And anyway, it ran for a few minutes, maybe about 20 minutes, and cut off. And anyway, it turned out the guy who the previous owner had bought another truck, and he'd go to crank his truck with his phone, and it wasn't disconnected from hers. We were like 500 miles away from where she got it, and every time he'd go to crank his truck, hers would crank up.
How long did it take him to figure it out?
I came up, I said, something's going on. I said, it's picking up a signal from somewhere. So, and it would do it. And I told her to call the dealership. She did. And they had to reset it. That's what they told us it was. That he was cranking. He never did take it out of his phone. just thought about that when you said you can't crank it 10 minutes away, but somehow you can do it on your cell phone.
Doing it by accident or just doing it a pain to see if it would work?
I think it was just when he cranked his truck. I don't think it was on purpose, because it would do it mainly in the mornings. Now, I did do it one evening that night before, and we didn't know what happened. Didn't pay any attention until I was on the deck and heard it crank up early one morning. I said, well, something's going on. But now I think it was just unintentional. Yeah, I had never thought about that till you mentioned about, you know, crank it 10 minutes early or something from somewhere.
I'm confused when he getting his truck and, you know, thought it had been running for 10, 15 minutes. And it was still good and cold.
I'd be able to do that with his.
HKX. Nope. Can't do that. But I do leave the heat on in the box.
In a separate heater, you leave it on overnight?
There is a propane heater in the back of the truck, so all I got to warm up is the cab. It keeps it, like this morning, it was 60 in here, in the box. It's about 22, 23 out here right now. 25 cross.
We're probably similar to that then.
Truck showing 21 right now going down the road.
We're my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good one. 7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, KO4HKX, enjoy that cold walk.
7-3, Andrew, have a good day. KN4TFW.
73's Andrew.
Enjoy your day. 73's KF4MUF.
A power supply. I was going to get an Astromy. Those things, it's like $600.
It's power supply.
I'm looking at I want to think it was a 50, because I wanted to get something a little bit. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I opted out for one called a top something. It's bigger, but it wasn't. But I think it was $80. It was a top something. I forgot the name of it, but it was it's a 30 amp or 35 amps. Maybe I won't work it as hard. Maybe it'll last better. This one here's got a hum in it.
Just that little bit of a hum from it?
The other day, and I hooked a battery to it, and it went away, so I guess it's the power supply. It's a little pyramid. I think it's a 15 watt. I don't know if I've heard it or if it's just because it's so cheap. But anyway, I bought another one. It's not as cheap, I guess. We'll see.
Being on top of the power supply?
About 5-6 feet away. Well, not that far. Maybe about 3 feet away from it, 3 or 4. Now, I'm pretty sure it is, because I just unhooked it and plugged the battery. I would use the battery instead of this power supply, but it doesn't have a socket in my little jumper box. I have to clip the cables on it. It's kind of spooky. It's a GB70.
Description of it, that's kind of what I figured you were telling me, or it was. They're good little jump boxes. I sell quite a few of them, and then I use the bigger one for my personal stuff.
You know, you were talking about operating them. My daughter had to use hers. She's got one of these Dodge Demon cars. She doesn't drive it much. It sits. Well, I got her a battery tender for it. She never put it on it. And I got it for her last Christmas. And I told her, when you don't drive it, just leave this thing hooked up to it. But it died completely. So even she knew, I'd showed her how to use it, but she remembered, you know, you mash the little button and hold it about 3 seconds to engage it.
HKX. Well, that's good. I deal with a lot of people that can't handle that little button push.
Hi. hot box then, like the old big jumper boxes.
Bills, read the instructions.
These people, they just look at the pictures. If they don't have pictures, they're in trouble.
Google it and YouTube it for 2 or 3 hours so they can figure it out.
I know about these YouTube mechanics.
Stickers, somewhere, I don't remember where I found them. They were making fun of that call. It was a YouTube certification. It said, I'm YouTube certified.
That would be good.
On your wall, right?
Something to be proud of, that's for sure.
You get somebody's mechanics like to work at the county, and you're in the field, you're doing something, and something happens to the machine that you've dealt with before, being an operator, at least a decent one, you start talking to him about it, and he starts looking at you like you got a third eye in your head. They call the dealer, they come out and tell him the same thing you just did.
I've dealt with it, and the guy that drives the machine on a regular basis is going to know the ins and outs of it better than any mechanic that walks up to it and listen to him. Now, you can't do that with the automobile because most people don't know what they're driving down the road. They're lucky they know how to turn the key. Oh, wait, they went to push button on that, too.
Dead right with that, too. Man, Cole killed some 8D cell batteries in there. And they come out with a little 12-volt jumper from the truck and a little battery booster and hooked to both batteries. And it was bringing up that, you know, emergency code not to start because the voltage was too low. But I kept telling them, man, put a new set of batteries in this thing and it'll cure that problem. No, it won't. No, it won't. They called the mechanic out there from the dealer. I don't know what they charged them, but the guy told him that put a set of batteries in it. You'll be fine.
Some expensive stuff with low voltage like that.
It's all electronic, so unless them batteries has got that voltage up, it ain't gonna happen.
Voltage is critical to these new vehicles, and you get a dead battery or even one cell shorted in a battery, and you wouldn't believe the kind of crazy problems it can cause. And Ken, you still out there?
A couple miles out. Ken for TFW.
Didn't want to leave you out. Make sure you get a chance to clear out there.
And that, no worries.
Any batteries when you get there this morning?
Well, the worst I'll have to do is go pick one up, but it'll be this evening. If it's bad, I'll just leave work early and swing by the battery place by the house and then bring it in the morning. To deal with today is some frozen pipe.
Sort of unwinding here in this cold weather, but I'm doing well otherwise, so see if my son's here, but I don't think it's a little early yet. W4FC, I'm listening.
Good to hear you in here, and if he comes in, we'll clear out of the way.
So just not sure when, but what you got to do today. W4FC, I'm signed here in DR listening.
4AZ, dude here.
Go ahead and sign with you guys. I'm getting ready to roll down to the gate. So you guys have an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch you guys maybe later this afternoon. KN4TSW.
Okay, good morning again, dude. And Giants, Patrick, good to hear you. And I always get a read in the morning until my wife gets up, and she eventually gets up. W4FC, I'm signing this.
Hope you have a great day, and I should still be around this afternoon when you head out. KO4HX.
Great day. God bless. 73 from KF4MUF.
Don't get too cold today. Catch you later in 4AZ.
Y'all still doing cleanup from the storm, or you about got all that taken care of?
They contracted all that out on us, so we're back to just doing our crossovers and pipes and I'm building a road right now and stuff like that. So they contracted all that out.
I've seen some big tree trucks in the area that aren't normally around here. Well, I don't normally see them anyway.
Well, like I said, they contracted that out. They contracted out any the pipes that blew out, the roads that blew out from the culverts and stuff from the storm. They contracted all that out. So we're just doing our little pipe replacements and like I said, just doing our maintenance work now.
It's be cold all day, isn't it? Down in the 30s or 40s.
So, low to mid 40s, I think, all day today. Put a jacket on, right?
Jacket on. I won't have it on all day. I can't stand it. I'll be back in the short sleeves here as soon as day breaks, anyway.
I'll be in and out of that grader and in the wind and everything else and the cold, so no, I dress accordingly.
To that, I'll be running in and out of the buildings, out of the truck, in the buildings, and I just can't stand to drive with a jacket on or a coat on, so I had to get rid of it.
You can control your temperature in the truck and all that stuff, too, so usually the buildings are pretty warm, so I don't blame you there at all.
There's a lot of them out there that don't have heat.
They want a shop now.
A lot of times they ain't there. If the weather's not perfectly comfortable, they're not there.
They're mechanics, right?
Hey, Skex, you'd be surprised at how little it takes to keep people from working anymore.
Guess they're doing better than we are, huh?
Complaining, I ain't got no money. Well, he ain't working.
Hey, so let them figure that out, right?
Yesterday, I was talking to his shop owner, asking him how things were going, and one of the guys laid out Monday after getting paid for Thursday and Friday holiday pay, and he laid out hungover Monday. Come in Tuesday, sat down in front of his toolbox, ate his biscuit, and then went to the facilities for 20, 25 minutes, then got in his vehicle and left, never said anything to anybody else or anything. Just leaves.
That was nice of him.
I'm going to try to catch his bid in just a few minutes. Catch y'all later while in 4AZE.
Good to hear you this morning. Tell Miss Vicky we said hello.
Good to hear you. We'll see you later. Mr. Patrick, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm backing into my little spot. So you have a great day, sir, and enjoy your day and be careful out there.
The same, and stay warm out there. KO4HGX. I'll be mobile. 7-3, guys.